Hey, Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two on this Wednesday, October 17th, 2018, 16 minutes past the hour. And we have a little bit of housekeeping here to do before we get to our guest, because something is going to happen that we have never, ever done before in the history of this program, so we've got to tell you about it. But before we do that, I want to let you know that tomorrow our guest at 12:15 will be legendary talk show host Dick Cavett. We haven't visited with Mr. Cavett since I think December was the last time he was on, so it'll be great to have Dick Cavett back on this program tomorrow. He's always a great guest. Now, that gets us to what's going to happen this hour and next Monday. Now, as many of you know, a frequent visitor to this program, and it's never frequent enough, because he just brings absolute joy and involuntary laughter, not only to me, but to the people listening out in the audience, and I've heard back from many of them, so I know this to be the case. Legendary comedian Shecky Green is, of course, who we speak about here. Now, Shecky Green, during one of his appearances on this program, early on, told the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows. It's the time he guest starred on Fantasy Island and was late and got into a little contretemps with Hervé Villechaize, who was one of the stars of that particular television series. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, this all leads to this moment in time. Over the course of time, and we're talking years now, we learned that HBO was developing a movie called My Dinner with Hervé. Now, Saturday night, HBO, not one of the side channels, HBO, the main HBO channel, My Dinner with Hervé will premiere this coming Saturday. So, here is the deal. Shecky Green is going to be on with us today to kind of preview what's going to go on with this movie and discuss a myriad of other things. He's always great. And then on Monday, after we have watched this movie on Saturday, Shecky Green will be back on next Monday at 1:10 for an hour to tell us what he thought of this long-anticipated movie, My Dinner with Hervé. And now I will just get out of the way and turn the show over to my favorite guest, period, legendary comedian Shecky Green. Shecky, how goes the world?
Well, let me tell you, Scott, I was listening. They're not really going to have dinner with him because he was so short. They're just going to have a breakfast. Then they got to put him to bed about 12 o'clock. I wonder if they burp them, too. Hey, I want to tell you something, Chucky. Don't make fun of me. I have my own television show. You were never on a television show. Don't make fun of me. Hey, listen, Hervé. Just go back on HBO.
Oh, Shecky, you know something? The reviews are in. Now listen to this. Rolling Stone, My Dinner with Hervé review. Dinklage gives Villechaize his due. Variety Magazine, Peter Dinklage and HBO's My Dinner with Hervé, a hit. The United Kingdom, Telegraph, My Dinner with Hervé, Peter Dinklage on the true story behind a Hollywood tragedy. Great movie. Holy moly, who would have thunk that?
Are you kidding? That's the reviews?
Those are the reviews that have come in.
Well, I can hardly wait to commit suicide so somebody can write a picture about me. I wonder if he left any bullets in the gun.
Hey, listen, I went to tennis, Shanky. Don't make fun of me. And I also play Topo Gigio on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, he had the same voice.
Oh, no. I tell you, Shecky, for those who don't know, the movie, here's the premise of the movie as I have understood it. A reporter was going to Hollywood to interview Gore Vidal. And Gore Vidal, of course, a big muckety-muck panelist, author guy. And for some reason, his editor said to stop off and interview Hervé Villechaize. And the reporter could not get away from Hervé. He never did get to Gore Vidal. But apparently there was some kind of friendship and Hervé committed suicide. And apparently this is all in the movie. It all happens simultaneously.
Well, they have about him committing suicide then.
Yeah, I think that's in the movie.
I guess that's when a writer can't think of an ending. And I says, just shoot him.
You said on an answering machine message for me that you have seen a preview of this.
No, I didn't see a preview.
Oh, I thought you said you saw a preview.
No, I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, are you excited for Saturday night?
Are you kidding? I won't leave this chair. Of course, I don't leave the chair anyway, because at this age, I can't leave too many chairs. I say that I wait every morning for the phone to ring for either my stockbroker or my bookmaker, and I lose on both of them.
Well, you know, do you have the popcorn popped? Are you inviting people over? Going to have a big party Saturday night?
You want to know what's... Oh, you mean Saturday?
Saturday.
You know, that's a very good idea.
Yes, you should invite everybody over to see...
Yes, the Hervé party.
The Hervé party.
You know what? Maybe I'll do that. I'll have some people take some pictures. And, that's what a wonderful idea.
You know, that could be something. You should have somebody there taking a picture of you while you're watching this movie, and you could send them to me, and we could put them up on the website.
Oh, I can hardly wait till Saturday just to watch my little friend Hervé. I work with him. It's Tiny Tim. La da da da, get me to the TV on time.
Do you think this film could spark interest in Hervé Villechaize?
Well, I mean, if somebody was to play it up, but you know, it's amazing. It would be very interesting to find out how popular he was with people sending in for autographs and stuff compared to Ricardo.
Well, apparently he was a nice man, is what I've read from this author who interviewed him. I don't know. He was misunderstood, maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. He was a mean little guy. He was an arrogant, mean little guy. I'm sorry.
But the movie is apparently getting good reviews, so whoever made it has made it maybe sympathetic.
Maybe, and this guy that wrote it probably also liked The Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, here's what I think is happening here, because the guy who plays Hervé, Peter...
I want to laugh that one out. Okay.
The guy who plays Hervé, Peter Dinklage, he was one of the stars of that TV series Game of Thrones, which was very popular. So I think that's why this is so popular.
Oh, that's that little guy. Well, that guy just won an award, didn't he?
He did, and now he's Hervé Villechaize.
Oh, but I mean, that guy's brilliant. I would love to meet him.
Well, he's playing Hervé, and I imagine that's why this movie has got prime time on HBO.
Oh, yeah. It must be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine in all your years, what was this, 40 years ago now, your episode with Hervé, would you ever think they'd be making movies about him 20 years after his death?
No, but and you want to know what's very funny about that program with that little guy where I was going to sell him the land and everything? I did a dialect, and he didn't like that. He says, "Hey, why are you doing that?" You know, because I went to change the character that I had. I was a promoter. But he said, I was doing it, he says, "I went to ask you, why are you doing that?" I did an Englishman when I was talking, you know, and I just want to sell you some property. You know, I've got 20 acres, and I was doing that, and he couldn't understand it. Yeah, when you don't talk like that.
Well,
God.
For people who don't remember.
You know, so if he was still living, I'd go on the road with him.
Boy, you would kill. That'd be a heck of an act all over this country. Here's the thing. Now, I don't think we've ever covered this. When you were on Fantasy Island, what was your role? What were you playing?
I played the part of a guy that was a promoter. I was a con man. And I had a daughter, and I was selling him property. I wanted to sell him some property.
You were selling Hervé's character.
Hervé, yeah.
Yeah, tattoo. You were selling tattoo property.
Yes. You can't mention tattoos to me anymore. Every restaurant I go to, the waitress comes over, they're loaded with tattoos. My God. If I will never go into show business again if I relive. I just want to be a tattoo artist.
So, how was Hervé to act with?
No, Hervé, you know, as far as acting, I didn't do that much acting with him. You know, we had a couple of scenes, but the fact that I didn't get along with him, you know, because of the situation with the wife, with Linda. I guess it was Linda.
It was. Well, tell the story. You were late. This is how it all started.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made us wait? And I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she said to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife. And they had just gotten married, by the way. And she said, beautiful girl. And she said to me, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, I would love it. Thank you. And he says, listen, I went to tell you, don't talk to my wife. That's my wife. You understand? I don't want you to talk to my wife again. That's my wife. And I'm going to kill you. So I says, he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shecky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
He had a gun.
Yeah, he carried a gun. Well, you know, people, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd take him. They'd put him in the pocket.
You were on the set for like a week. Was he a normal guy?
Maybe. I guess 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. 3 or 4 days. So how was he the rest of the time? Did he ever normal out?
You know what? I really stayed away from him. Because he may have had a gun. they would have that in the paper, you know. Hervé shoots Jewish guy.
Now, his wife was a nice enough lady.
The wife was a doll. They had just gotten married.
Now, I don't think they made it through the marriage.
No, they didn't last too long. No. And, I would like to find out why they got divorced. She was a pretty girl. I don't know how she married him, you know.
Well, you know, I think, I don't know. What do you think gave him the complex that he just was so violent and argumentative?
You know, I think being successful, when he just played a little part or something, maybe it was, but when he like became, you know, a star of the show, he and Ricardo, and that became such a national thing. The plane boss, the plane, you know, everybody was yelling that, the plane boss, the plane, you know, and that made him very, very popular.
It overdid it for him, I think.
Yes, it could be. I think so. I think he got a little carried away with it. Because, you know, he started worrying about things. That's why he carried guns, you know.
Well, it's interesting.
Ricardo just played it very cool. You know, Shecky wants to tell you something. We just let him be himself, you know.
Now, I think that he and Ricardo were probably friendly. They had to spend a lot of time together.
Let me tell you, if you weren't friendly with Ricardo, you didn't deserve to live. He was the nicest, one most wonderful man. Of course, I used to play handball with him, too, you know, so he was a magnificent man.
He did not seem like he could be angered. There was no angry in him.
Was it Ricardo?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's why
he was one of those kind of guys. If he saw somebody excited, he'd say, take your time, just catch your breath, and do it again. Okay? I want to tell you something.
Well, do you think?
I think he really didn't talk with that accent that made him popular that way.
do you
think he really talked. Hi, how are you? How's everything? My name's Ricardo.
Where was Ricardo from?
Let's see, not South America. I think, was he Mexico, Spain? I don't know. Want to know? I'm going to find out. I got to get a hold of Loretta Young's family and find out.
Well, Hervé was French.
Was French?
French. Yeah, that's what I understand.
Would you believe that? I didn't know that.
He was born in Paris, France. April 23rd, 1943.
His birthday's April. My birthday's April.
Well, maybe that's how this is like a kindred spirit type of thing.
But he was French. I mean to tell you that accent is French. Ici there. Listen, him talking French. Listen.
He would have been he would have been better off, I think, to speak French.
Oh, that would have been a classic.
It would have been good. You know,
we would have said, the plane was, chez les rangs de garage.
And
then Ricardo would say, what? What?
So what happened to your character, the con man, in this Fantasy Island episode?
Well, I mean, I supposedly I went to sell him the property, and they were my daughter, who the girl that played my daughter, said, "Dad, you promised me you would never do this again," and I said, "I just want to do this one more time with this guy. I think I could sell the property to, you know." And that's we did. That's what I forget how the ending was.
You know, I don't.
He probably shot me.
I don't. What was the premise of Fantasy Island? I don't remember. What was Hervé? Were they like a travel agents? What were they?
The people came to this island, and Ricardo was in charge of this island, and then people came with the plane. They came to the island. And that there was always a story every week, you know.
Now, what was Tattoo? What was Hervé supposed to be doing?
He was an assistant to Ricardo. I don't know what his job was. He was just assistant.
But he had a lot of scenes in the program.
Oh, well, yeah, he was just one of the stars. Ricardo had a big script, and what's his name? Hervé had a little tiny script, but... I don't know, you know, he was the boss. That's what he yelled. The boss, man, the boss, you know. Well, but I never really, other than the fact I did the show, I don't think I saw it twice.
Never. Well, you know, he did do the Dunkin' Donuts commercials later on in life.
Yeah, people, it was easier to dunk him than the donut, yeah.
Did you ever have anybody come to you to do commercials?
I did it in Chicago. I did one on the racetrack. I did one with a whiskey that I couldn't pronounce an Indian name, and I had to get somebody else. And then I did one for going back to Greece. I did the one that was on television. It was a come home to Greece. Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm not Greek, but come home to Greece. I go to a little island called Corfu, where Prince Philip was born. Listen, don't make fun of me, Skizzer.
You know, Shecky, I was thinking that you were around a lot of famous people. Now, they're making this movie about Hervé. Who would have had an interesting story to have a movie made about?
Oh, my God, there's so many. So many stories with people that were big stars that went on dope and everything else, that type of thing. And it would be interesting to find out what makes a celeb go that route, to go off the, you know, the straight and narrow, and why do they go that route? They smoked a lot, they drank a lot. You know, why? Why that particular personality would go that route and not other people?
You know, it's kind of interesting because last night on The Conners, which premiered on ABC, they killed Roseanne. I didn't watch it, but they killed the character of Roseanne. Now, it sounds like she had a little bit of the Hervé Villechaize syndrome, that she got too big.
Oh, are you kidding? I told you that before. If I was facing her, I'd probably be nice to her, but I saw it, not a nice lady, you know. And then she was managed by a very dear friend of mine, and she wasn't kind to her either, Arlene Rothberg. But, no, she had that same exact personality. That, I don't know what makes that particular personality called success, but, yeah, she had that. Well, she was a lost soul from the time she was a kid. Roseanne, with the kind of background she had. Generally, Jewish girls don't have the kind of background that she had.
Now, you were Uncle Saul on the original Roseanne.
There goes that phone again.
Oh, my. We're cursed with this phone.
Listen, if it goes off, call back again.
Okay.
I'll get the other one. But listen, I played that part. I should have played it with an accent, but I. But she said one thing in there, and I think I told you. It was a kid's bar mitzvah, which is a confirmation. You know, Catholics have confirmation, and the Jewish kids have bar mitzvahs. And the kid's bar mitzvah, and she says that they had a buffet, and she's, oh, I thought they eat. When she said, I thought they eat, meaning the Jewish people, I couldn't stand that line. Why would this woman who's Jewish say, I thought they would eat? They eat. It was a terrible line.
It sounds a little bit of on the anti-Semitic side.
But sure, you would feel that way.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Do you think the Conners will have a long run? Do you think John Goodman can pull it off without her?
Listen, I love John Goodman. I think John Goodman's brilliant, and I love him. I really do. And I tell you, I wish, if he wants that, I wish for him that they keep it. But I don't see where the show could go. It'll just be another one of the shows with Modern Family and everything else. There's too many of those already.
Now, were you ever offered a sitcom, Shecky?
Yes. I did two pilots at Screen Gems. They were one was called Marty, from the picture, and the other one I did, This is a Hospital, and they were god-awful.
Oh, no.
Because, let me tell you, Scott, nobody ever could figure out who Shecky Green was. When they would see me work, they used me like Phil Silvers. That wasn't me. That wasn't Shecky Green. Shecky Green was a character actor.
So what did you portray in this Marty sitcom?
Well, Marty was Marty. That was the butcher. That was an Oscar-winning by Paddy Chayefsky. And what's his name? Oh, my God. Ernest Borgnine won an Academy Award for it.
Yeah, we had Ernest Borgnine on the show before he passed away.
A wonderful man.
Always laughed. He had a great voice, great personality.
Well, he was married to Ethel Merman for about 10 minutes. Could you see Ethel Merman married to Ernest Borgnine? Oh, there's a guy, I wonder why, I'm going to marry him right away.
Now, what was the hospital pilot about?
The hospital pilot was, I played whatever I played, and I don't even know what I played, and I was like a nurse. And it was terrible. I had a little girl that came, Dorothy Loudon, played the nurse with me, and she came off of Broadway. Dorothy Loudon was a wonderful, wonderful performer, a comedian.
Now, if you could have done any job in Hollywood, in television, what would it have been? What would you wanted to do?
If I would have done any job... I wouldn't want to be the headliner. I would not want to be... I'd like to be the second banana. So you don't have to carry everything. You know?
What about a talk show? Would you have liked a talk show?
No, God, no. I did that. I was great on the Carson show for two of them, and then I was terrible. No, I would not want to talk. Then I did a Merv Griffin show. I hosted that. I didn't like that at all.
Now, what was Merv like?
Hello?
Yeah, what was Merv like?
I had, what is what?
Merv. Did you? What was Merv like?
I'm going off. Merv was a magnificent, wonderful man. He had problems and everything else, but he was a good guy.
Good guy. Now, Johnny was a little different.
I would rather be with Merv than with Johnny. Johnny was kind of standoffish.
But it was harder to host Merv's show.
I'm going. You have to call me on the other line.
Okay, we will do that. We're going to get Shecky Green back right after this. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're coming right back with much more. What a day.
Every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listen to the WWGH. This is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWG. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
And we're back with Shecky Green. Shecky, better phone now.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I was just thinking about was, before you came on, in hour number one, we had Heloise on. You know that helpful hints, the helpful hints with Heloise?
The helpful hints with Heloise.
Heloise. She's popular with helpful hints. And, yeah, I get the impression.
Tell her to give me one, how to get out of the house.
Well, here's what I want to say to the audience, because I just learned this. The interview with her was a little different. It must be a full moon today. I learned she was under the weather, and it you could tell. So I just letting the audience know, Heloise was a little bit under the weather today, so that's what that was all about.
Well, could I ask you something? What weather was she under?
I don't know.
She was not feeling, she had a cold, she had what, something?
You know, they didn't really tell me what the disease was, but I know that something wasn't right, because I've had her on before, and something was happening. I don't know what it was.
Oh, Heloise, would you please tell us what's wrong today? We missed you and the things you have to say. Give us some hints. Oh, one of the hints was you didn't want to do the show. What do I say and what do I do? Hey, Heloise, I'm with you. Okay.
You know,
I go nuts. Give me a telephone or a microphone.
When was the last time you performed, Shecky?
In Smith's Food Store about 2 hours ago.
Oh, is that right?
Every time I check out of the counter, I start singing songs. I bought a bottle of milk and here's a piece of bread. Hey, I want to eat it quick before I go to bed. Well, how much do I owe you? And give me coupons, too.
Now, how do the checkers respond to this?
Are you kidding? They love it. They wait for me.
Oh, that's good.
Shecky over here in aisle 10, you know.
Well, what time did you get up this morning? It's early out there. In
I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I have a piece of toast and coffee, and then I go back to bed with my dog.
And what time do you go to the grocery store?
In fact, wait a minute. Now that there's something missing, there, I think, oh, my God, I left out my wife.
Now,
what time do I go to sleep?
What time do you go to the grocery store?
As soon as it opens.
And
about 7 o'clock.
Now, you drive yourself over there.
Oh, yeah, I drive myself. And I have two policemen following me all the time. Because I speed over there.
You get your what do you buy? What do you buy at the grocery store?
Buy anything. You know, it's amazing. It's just, I just like going into a market.
What do you do the rest of the day?
What do I do? I go back home and I think about what I'm going to do in the morning to going to Smith's. No, the rest of the day, sometimes I go to the race book. I bet some horses. Because there really is nothing for me to do.
Now, when is the last time you got up formally on the stage and performed?
You know what? When was the last time? I don't know.
Didn't at one point you broke your leg?
Yeah, I didn't get up to perform that day. I was leaving the Italian restaurant, and they had the stage sticking out, and I tripped over it, and I broke my leg. And what's funny is I went into that Italian restaurant asking for a table, and they gave me a floor.
If you get up at 2 a.m., what time do you go to bed?
I go to bed at all times because I'm fumfing. That's what we call in Jewish fumfing. Do you want to talk to him? Don't talk to him. He's a fumfer. You can't understand that. Blah, 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 blah. Avoid, he says. You know what's funny is there's really nothing for me to do in this town because I don't go into the hotels.
You know, I was watching a show the other day on Barbara Walters' father, Lou Walters, in the Latin Quarter. Did you ever perform in the Latin Quarter?
Well, I got to tell you. Do you want to hear a great story?
I'm ready for it.
I worked at the Latin Quarter. I shouldn't have worked at the Latin Quarter. The Latin Quarter was a place where they got tourists. They used to bring them in by the busload. And then they would come up and the people would sit and the entertainers would come. And they'd have entertainers that had regular acts. You know, the A, B, C, D. That's the way they worked. Well, I never worked that way. I never did the same show twice. So when I was working at the Latin Quarter, I just couldn't get with the audience. And I followed, this is a strange thing, they had a line of girls, and they had an island number where the water came down from the ceiling, and it was on the girls, and then the girls went off, then they introduced me. My props were up on a piano way above, way above, and I came out, and the water was dripping on me. And I says, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen." And then when I asked for a prop, they had to throw a thing down, and it wasn't for me. So the Jewish holidays came up, and I went to Lou Walters, and I said, "Lou, you know, I'm very religious, and I didn't realize it was a Jewish holiday. And I can't work." Well, I really could work. And he says, "What do you want to do?" I says, "I got to take off." So I took off from the Latin Quarter and said it was a Jewish holiday, but it didn't mean anything to me, you know. But I got out.
Now, Lou Walters is Barbara Walters' father.
Barbara Walters' father. Years later, he was in very bad shape because he gambled. And he was a strange man. He was kind of tough. He had one eye, and you never knew which eye was looking at you. You know, you kept on staring at that one eye that Lou had. And anyway, later on he was in very, very bad shape, and I got him a job as a host at our hotel. And that's where Lou lived the rest of his life. You know, he worked in Vegas.
You know,
but I was very close with Barbara, who I adore.
Yeah, yeah. What was Barbara Walters like? A lot of people ask that.
Let me tell you something. I've heard all kinds of things about Barbara. I worked for her husband at Westbury, Long Island, Lee Goober. She was married to him, then she divorced him. Barbara Walters is one of the nicest ladies you'll ever meet. One of the smartest and nicest. And she took care of her family. She took care of Lou, the mother. And she had a sister with not autism, but like that. Jackie, who happened to be a magnificent little girl. But Barbara was the best.
You know, I hear Barbara is still in New York, and they keep putting out these awful stories that she's not doing well. I don't think there's anything. I think she's just retired.
Well, she's not doing well doing what?
Why these people put out these stories because she's not out on the town, that she's ill health. She's in grave health. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I really don't know if that's true. I'm going to find out. And if I find out, I'm going to call you.
Well, you know, Barbara Walters was somebody who I always wanted to talk to because, you know, she, for this type of work, she was the best.
Well, you know, she was not the performer when she first got on that show. And then they put her on with Harry Reasoner.
Oh.
You don't remember that, do you? You're too young.
I remember that. That was a nasty little pairing.
Well, Reasoner hated her.
That was too bad.
Reasoner became very, very jealous of her, and it showed. And then she bypassed him, you know.
Well, she created The View, which she's not on anymore, but it's still on.
Yeah, she created. I called her to get the Joy, what's her name, off.
Oh, you want did you ever work with Joy Behar?
No, I don't like Joy Behar. She don't like me, and we can keep it that way. I think she must have been a wonderful teacher, but she's got a thing with her eyes. She's got a condition where she blinks when she talks to you. And I was in the Navy, and I write down everything she says when she talks, when the eyes blink.
Now, do you have Barbara Walters?
That's funny. What?
I just caught up with it. It took me,
okay.
Took me a minute.
Yeah, I write that down. It says there's a ship to the left. Okay. Or starboard side.
Do you ever watch The View? It's an interesting show.
No, once in a while when I'm passing, my wife watches it, you know.
They're always arguing about something on that show.
Whoopi Goldberg's brilliant. Whoopi Goldberg's good.
But I think they miss Barbara Walters because she kind of kept it in order.
Oh, yeah. But if Whoopi Goldberg was mulatto, I would marry her.
Well, there you go. She'll get word of this. Maybe there'll be, you know. I hope Barbara is doing well. So if you find out, we hope.
Oh, I'm going to find out. But as soon as I hang up this phone, I'm going to call somebody. I don't know who I'm going to call. I'm just going to dial and say, somebody!
You know, her old partner, Hugh Downs, I think I said this one time, used to come on this show, and he's still living out in Arizona.
A wonderful, wonderful man.
97 years old. God bless him.
I used to love the way he would just be with Parr, and he had such class.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever work with Jack Parr?
Never.
He seemed a little...
I don't know why, but Jack Parr never wanted me, but never.
He
loved Buddy Hackett.
What about Dick Cavett? Cavett's on tomorrow.
No, I never worked with Dick Cavett, but I don't know whether I talked to him on the phone. Dick and I both had the same, what do you call it? We flipped out.
Psychiatrist.
No, well, we went to psychiatrist. I went to psychiatrist and went to psychiatrist. I had to wait for them to finish their appointment.
What was
on the radio, I would like to tell you something. Did you love your mother? Yes. Did you love your father? Yes. But not as much as you love your pipe. They all have pipes. On the radio, I'm smoking something here.
Did the psychiatrist ever help you?
Oh, you want to have it, Mike? You want to program one that'll last 15 hours? You want to hear about psychiatrists?
Yeah, what happened with you and no psychiatrist?
Let me tell you a psychiatrist. I went to a guy, Leonard Curlin, in Beverly Hills, California. Leonard Curlin was not only a doctor of psychiatry, he was an engineer, a graduate engineer, a graduate lawyer. Is that enough for education?
Very much.
Yeah. Anyway, and he also ran for senator in California. He got 5 votes. Anyway, I went to him, and he says to me, could I come and see you work? And I said, certainly, Leonard. Came to see me work, and Scott, I tell you the truth, he actually fell in love with me. He says, Shecky, could I stay tomorrow and see you again? I said, certainly. He stayed again tomorrow. And then he says to me, I want to ask you, why aren't you the same person off stage that you're on stage, that you have such control? He's telling me. I said, well, I don't think I could stand that human being, you know, off stage. Now, I said, we're going to lunch with Buddy Hackett. So we go to lunch with Buddy Hackett, and Leonard says, oh, I'm thrilled, Buddy, because I'm a big fan of Buddy. He says, do you know about a pill called PS976? And Leonard says, I think I do. He says, you're a liar. I made it up. So the doctor says, you're a sick, miserable, you know, to Buddy. Okay.
That was...
Now, the next week, I go into Beverly Hills, and I go to see him again. And we're sitting, he says, I'm going to go. I got to leave. I got to play tennis. I said, Leonard, I beg of you, you're overweight. Don't play tennis. You know, it's just not for you. He died on the tennis court that afternoon.
Oh, God.
That was a psychiatrist. That was one. Now I'm going to tell you another story. There was a doctor at Rourke in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was flipping out. I had depressions very bad. I went to Dr. O'Rourke, who had a Japanese girlfriend, was his secretary. I would come in and she's, oh, Mr. Green is very good, you know. Already I had laughter on the way in. And O'Rourke was from Ireland, and he says to me, you know what you need? He says, you need to work out. You need physical activity. He sold me a treadmill that was broken for $500. He sold me. That was the second psychiatrist. Now I'm going to tell you about the third, a doctor, Goberstein, that was from Vienna in Beverly Hills. These stories I'm telling you are the honest to God truth.
Oh, my.
He says to me, already I'm going back to Vienna, but I'm leaving my number with you. When I want you to call me, I don't care. I was crawling on the floor, Scott. You hear what I tell you? That's how sick I was. I was in such a depression and ready to commit Irve.
Oh, no.
We don't call it suicide anymore. I was ready to commit Irve.
Oh, no.
So now I go, and he goes to Vienna. I'm in a hotel in California, and I can't get out of the hotel. I'm crawling on the floor. I call up Vienna. Vive Strausser, Vive Lincoln, und Rebelke Schlittenkopf. And they get me, and the girl says, hello. And she tells me the name of the place. And I says, this is Shecky Green, and the doctor told me to call him anytime if I need him. I need him desperately. And the doctor gets on the phone and says, are you calling me here? Are you crazy? And he hangs up.
Oh, man.
That was number three. Now, do you want to hear more for laughter or what?
Well,
I take an oath to God. Every story I just said is the truth.
Well, we'll have to pick that up because there are some things I want to do before we wrap this up. Now, I got to let people know that My Dinner with Irve will be on HBO at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And Shecky Green will be back with his review on Monday at 1:10 on this show.
And I'll be back with the three psychiatrists.
With the three psychiatrists. And also, wasn't there a song they used to sing at the Latin Quarter? Didn't they have like a thing, the girls sang a song or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
I would have worked at the Latin Quarter. I couldn't work at the Latin half. I needed another quarter so I could make them laugh. What am I going to tell you, Scott? I'm almost through with this call. But may I tell you I love you most of all.
That is beautiful. And before we
now, you don't think they should take me away?
No, I think you're just. I wonder if that guy in Vienna will take your call now. Now, here's the important thing. Give people, because we've got about a minute and a half left, give people a little preview of Saturday night's My Dinner with Hervé, what you expect to see.
Hello, I want to tell you, my name is Hervé, and I was on Fantasy Island, and I want to tell you that I'm going to be, they're going to do my story. It is a wonderful story. I'm from France, you know, and you watch me because I should have been a much bigger star, but I didn't believe in myself and I shot myself. So please call and find out how this story comes out. Hervé Village. Hervé Village. And I want to tell you, it may take a whole hour to learn that name.
And there'll be a whole new life for Hervé Village after this.
I love you, Hervé. It's time to go. I've had a pretty enjoyable time doing this show. Okay.
Shecky, it's always my honor to have you on this show. I love it. It's just the best, and you'll be back on Monday, and you've got your TV set. You're going to go to the grocery store that morning. Alert all
I'll
the
children. I'll be at Smith singing.
Well, tell them that they should, if they've got HBO, they need to tune in. Well, invite them over. If they don't have HBO, say, come over to my house Saturday night.
You know what? I really am going to have people over.
People, it's going to be a thing. And then this review, I want to see the pictures, Shecky.
All right, I'm going to get a guy over to take pictures.
I will see you, or I will talk with you on Monday, Shecky.
All right, Scott.
Stay well, you're the best.
Say hello to everybody. I love Ohio.
Thank you, Shecky. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The legendary Shecky Green, and he'll be back Monday with that review. But we're done today. Dick Cavett tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Aaron Landscaping Needs. Telephone number 740-751.